Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Damien Heffernan with your 7 News briefing for Tuesday, September 7. Victoria has recorded its equal worst day of the latest COVID outbreak with 246 new cases, while New South Wales has 1,220 cases overnight and 8 more deaths. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has also announced that 74% of the state's eligible population have now received the first dose of a COVID vaccine, with a clear and blunt message to get vaccinated or be left behind.
Of course, our message is don't be left behind. Obviously, when these local government areas are in the high 80s and the state average is 74%, it means some areas in the state are falling behind, and we want to make sure we have targeted strategies in those communities. So don't be left behind when we start opening up, because when we open up at 70% double dose, it will be only for those who are vaccinated. So there's time now to get your first dose and then fit in your second dose before New South Wales starts opening up. And I just want to make that message as strong as possible.
A Brisbane community is reeling after a woman's body was found inside a home in the southern suburb of Upper Mount Gravatt overnight. A 43-year-old man, described by police as an on-again, off-again boyfriend of the woman, is currently assisting police with inquiries. And hundreds of volunteers who spent 3 days searching for a missing 3-year-old boy in the New South Wales Hunter region are being asked to get tested for COVID. Posting to social media, the Putty Community Association says it had been informed of a COVID case that had been in contact with searchers. New South Wales Health is yet to confirm the report. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.